करधारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद्भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निदय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम श्रीमद्भागवतम ट्वेल्थ कैंटो चैप्टर फोर एंड टाइटल इज द फोर कैटेगरीज ऑफ इनहेलेशन श्लोक क्रमांक 32 तो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी यथा घनो अर्क प्रभव अर्क दर्शितो यर्कांश भूतस्य च चक्षुषस्तमः एवं त्वं ब्रह्मगुणदस्दीक्षितो ब्रह्मांश कस्यात्मनः आत्मबन्धना यथा घनो अर्क प्रभव अर्क दर्शितो यकांश भूतस्य च चक्षुस्तमः एवं त्वं ब्रह्म गुणस्तदीक्षितो ब्रह्मांश कस्यात्मन आत्मबन्धना यथा घनो अर्क प्रभव अर्क दर्शितो एकांश भूतस्य च चक्षुस्तमः एवं त्वं ब्रह्म गुणस्तदीक्षितो ब्रह्मांश कस्यात्मनः आत्मबन्धनः प्रभु यथा घनो अर्क प्रभव अर्क दर्शितो यर्कांश भूतस्य चक्षुस्तुतमः एवं त्वं ब्रह्म गुणस्त दीक्षितो ब्रह्मांश कस्यात्मन आत्मबंधनः यथा घनो अर्क प्रभो अर्क दर्शितो यर्कांश भूतस्य चच्छस्तु तमः एवं त्वं ब्रह्म गुदस्त दीक्षितो ब्रह्मांश कस्यात्मन आत्मबंधन। तो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, यथा एज घना अ क्लाउड अर्क ऑफ द सन प्रभव द प्रोडक्ट अर्क बाय द सन दर्शितः मेड विजिबल ही इंडीड अर्क ऑफ द सन अंशभूतस्य विज द पार्टिकल एक्सपांसन द च एंड चक्षुषा ऑफ द आईज तमः डार्कनेस एवं इन द सेम वे टू इंडीड अहम फॉल्स ईगो ब्रह्म गुणः अ क्वालिटी ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ तथा इच्छितः विजिबल थ्रू द एजेंसी ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ ब्रह्म अंक्षयः फॉर द पार्शल एक्सपांसल ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ आत्मनः ऑफ द जीव सोल आत्मबंधनः सर्विंग टू अब्स्ट्रक्ट परसेप्शन ऑफ द सुप्रीम सोल। ट्रांसलेशन, ऑल्दो द क्लाउड इज प्रोडक्ट ऑफ द सन एंड इज ऑल्सो मेड विजिबल बाय द सन इन इट नेवर द लेस क्रिएट डार्कनेस फॉर द बीइंग द आईज विच इज अनदर पार्शल एक्सपांसन ऑफ द सन। सिमिलरली मटेरियल फॉल्स ईगो अ पर्टिकुलर प्रोडक्ट ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ मेड विजिबल बाय द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ ऑब्स्ट्रक्ट द इंडिविजुअल सोल अनदर पार्शल एक्सपांसन ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ फ्रॉम रियलाइजिंग द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ। सो देयर इज नो पर्पट। गो टू नेक्स्ट वर्स, श्लोक क्रमांक 33। घनो यथा अर्क प्रभो विदीर्यते चक्षुस्वरूप रविमिक्षते दथा यथा अहंकार उपाधिर आत्मनो जिज्ञासया नश्यति तरहि अनुस्मरेत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन डिसिपल ऑफ हिज डिवाइन गेस एसी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। When the cloud originally produced from the sun is torn apart the eyes can see the actual form of the sun. Similarly, when the spirit soul destroys his material covering of false ego by inquiring into transcendental science, he regain his original spiritual awareness. Purport: just as the sun can burn away the cloud that prevent one from seeing it, the Supreme Lord and He alone can remove the false ego that prevent one from the seeing Him. There are some creature, however, like owl, who are averse to seeing the sun. In the same way, those who are not interested in spiritual knowledge will never receive the privilege of the seeing God. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam ददाति स्वं कथान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। तो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू फ्राइडे श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड ग्लोरिफाइंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम and pleasing the devotees. This is wonderful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very wonderful. Although the cloud is product of the sun and is also made visible by the sun, it nevertheless creates darkness for the viewing the eyes, which in another partial expansion of the sun. Similarly, material world, material false ego, a particular product of the absolute truth, made visible by the absolute truth, obstruct the individual soul, another partial expansion of this absolute truth from the realizing the absolute truth. So this 32 and 33 slokas, very, very beautiful, indicating the temporary nature of this material world. As we saw, 14 planetary system described by devotees, Bhu, Bhuva, Swar, Maharlok, Janlok, Taplok, Brahmalok, and lower planetary system, Atal, Bital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Patal. This 14 planetary system, and here Srimad Bhagavatam describing the four type of annihilation, Nitya, Namityak, Namityak, Prakritik and Atyantik, Pralaya. And this verse particular, I found this describing, actually indicating the temporary nature of this material world. As we see, the four type plus destroying everything. So this nature of this material world, going down and down and down. Therefore, how we can see from through the Srimad Bhagavatam, how can we find the solution of this problem? Therefore, Prabhupada beautifully described in the Bhagavad Gita, ki sarvasya chaham ridhi san vishto. These slogans indicating Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Krishna giving the example of these two slokas, 32 and 33 slokas, cloud and Krishna himself. The cloud is the product of sun, and by the sun, clouds disappear, and we can see the sun. Directly we can see the sun. The similarly, here sloka describing Srimad Bhagavatam, the ahankara and jiva is the both are the product of Sri Krishna. Mamai vanso jiva loke. The product of the Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of the Krishna, by the Krishna, if ahankara destroyed, then we can see Krishna directly. So therefore, this loka Bhagavad Gita saying, sarvasya chaham ridhi sannabhishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in the every living entity's heart, and from me comes intelligence, remembrance and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known, and indeed I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the knower of the Vedas. Therefore, here said the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, situated as Paramatma in every living entity's heart. Every living entity, every individual, so heart as the Paramatma. From the Paramatma, living entities, activities initiated. Because the living entities forget everything on his past life. So here he is, stop his past life, the Paramatma, Krishna, again, when the living entity take birth in the human form, in the other form, he started his activity from that level. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Paramatma, witness, they are saying, who is the witness of all his work? And he beginning his work according to his past deed. The living entity begin his work according to his past deed. And therefore, he requires intelligence, knowledge, remembrance, and that Sri Krishna is Sarvan. Sarvasya chaham riti sanna vishtu. I am situated in every living entity's heart, and I give. From me comes remembrance, comes intelligence, and comes forgetfulness. The Krishna, saying Bhagavad Gita, he the living entity forgets the given remembrance, intelligence, and he forgets everything about his past life, and thus Lord is not only our providing, but Lord is also localized Paramatma situated in every individual heart. And Lord gives avoiding the living entity according to footive result, according to his activity. And he the worshipful Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. But on the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well, the Veda gives the Prabhupada, this is the 15.15 slogas, Tatparya, Prabhupada's Tatparya. The Prabhupada says, Vedas give the right direction to the people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to the Godhead, back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada beautifully describing this Tatparya. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation of Vyasadev is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. And commentation of the Vedanta Sutra by the Vyasadev in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The real understanding of the Vedas is given. The Supreme Lord is also full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, and He is supplier and digester of the foodstuff. Here Prabhupada is saying, Krishna is giving everything. He supplies the food and He is digesting the food. He is giving everything. And the witness of His exhibiting. And same time, He is the Paramatma witnessing His activity and give Him knowledge in the form of the Vedas. As the Supreme Personality of God is Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Gita, and He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Antah parvishta sasht jana naam. Antah parvishta. Teha Prabhupada said in Tatpar, ki jiva forgets as soon as he quits his body. As soon as somebody dies, quits his body, immediately he forget. But begin his work again, initiated by Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So although Prabhupada says again, although he forgets, Lord gave him intelligence to renew his work where he is ended in his past life. So here he is left, again he is beginning from there. So not only does living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation. Therefore, from the Supreme Lord situated locally in his heart, but he received the opportunity. The jiva, because the Supreme Lord as the Paramatma receiving in heart, and he gave the remembrance and forgetfulness, intelligence. Therefore, jiva received the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. And Prabhupada write here, ki if one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna give the required intelligence. So this is the main Prabhupada understanding of this purport. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna give the required intelligence. If person is not about the serious about the Vedic knowledge, understanding the Vedas, the Krishna gives knowledge according to his desire. If the jiva desiring to understand Krishna, understand the Vedas, purpose of the Vedas, then Krishna gave that time that understanding, that intelligence, so can jiva can understand the Vedas and come to him. Because the living entities individually need to understand Veda. This is everything I written here from the purport. Therefore, what Prabhupada said, Yasa Sarvair Vedair Giyate. The quoting the verse, Yasa Sarvair Vedair Giyate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutras, Upanishads, Puranas, the glories of the Krishna celebrated. Yasa Sarvair Vedair Giyate. This is the saying, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutras, Upanishads, Ramayanas, the Krishna's glories is everywhere is celebrated. And therefore, by the performance of the Vedic ritual and discussion of the Vedic philosophy, and worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna in devotional service, he attained. Therefore, purpose of Veda to understand Krishna. So Prabhupada said, purpose of the Veda to understand Krishna, and Veda give direction by which we can understand Krishna and the process of realizing Him. And therefore, he is saying, if one can attain perfection, here Srila Prabhupada saying three things. One can attain perfection in three steps. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So one can understand, we are discussing, so understanding the purpose of the Veda, then here Srila Prabhupada is saying, first step, the understanding Vedic literature is literature, one can understand his relationship. Now, Srila Prabhupada is beautifully describing here, Sambandha Tattva. So understanding Veda means understand our Sambandha, our relationship between the Supreme Personality, Godhead and Jiva. If we understand with the Jiva, understand the relationship between Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna, and His relationship, then He will act accordingly, His relationship. If the Jiva doesn't want to understand relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and her, and hence Him, so how he going to relate himself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, understanding Veda is required. And Veda, understanding, Prabhupada saying, is relationship. What is our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is our relationship with the other Jivas? This is the form called Sambandha Tattva. And second, by the performing different process, one can approach Him. And this is called Abhideya. So by different process, one, if Jiva understand the relationship between Krishna and Him, then he performing the different process. By he can approach Krishna, he can attain Krishna. This is called, that process is called Abhideya. And third step, Prabhupada is saying, at the end, one can attain the supreme goal, who is no other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and that is called Prayojan. The purpose and the Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. It describes here in this Bhagavad Gita, this is Sloka. So because I am discussing in this Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, related to this Srimad Bhagavatam is Sloka. If we want to destroy our Ahankar, if we want to free from Ahankar, then we have to go to Sri Krishna. Because the example is given, the sun is, the cloud is product of the sun, and by the sun, clouds get destroyed. And when cloud get destroyed, we can see sun directly. And here Krishna, Ahankar is product of Krishna, Jiva is product of Krishna. If we go and Krishna, we go to Krishna and pray to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, by the Krishna's grace, not by our grace, not by our intelligence, not by our knowledge, but Krishna's grace, that ahankar destroyed. And when the ahankar our destroyed, we can see directly, face to face, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Again, Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, ki tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purukam. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purukam. And here, Sanatana Goswami Pad indicating, and Sanatana Goswami Pad advise the conditioned soul, the jiva, and especially in the bhaktas, with the sadhakas. The Sanatana Goswami advised to the sadhakas, what advice give him? Us to hear about Krishna from Vaishnavas. If you want to hear something about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hear from the Vaishnavas. As Sanatana Goswami was quoting the verse, ki av Vaishnava mukhat ghirtam putam hati hari kathamritam. In this sloka, sarpo chita yathapaya. The Sanatana Goswami saying, ki just like, this is, I think, Padma Purana verse coming from the Padma Purana. The Sanatana Goswami is saying, ki you should not hear from a Vaishnava. If you want to engage yourself in devotional service and want to save realization, so you should hear from the Vaishnava, not the Avaishnava. And Sanatana Goswami therefore saying, ki just like the milk is touched by the poisonous serpent, that milk becomes poison. The milk is so nectarian, but the touch of the poison of the snake, milk become poisonous. Therefore, Hari Katha is so nectarian, so pure, but when they touch by materialistic people, whose goal is none other than sense gratification. If the devotee, someone hear from their mouth, that is, Sanatana Goswami is saying something like poisonous. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur beautifully describing his bhajan. Tannatun Dabu saying, Satasanga chhadi kaino asate bilas te karane lagiye e karma bandha phas. Satasanga chhadi kaino asate bilas. Srila Prabhupada saying, Satasang means Vaishnava, who is doing Vaishnava. Hearing katha from Vaishnava. Sat and Asat. There Sata, Prabhupada saying, the Vaishnava hearing katha from Vaishnavas, and Asat means, here Srila Prabhupada saying is a Vaishnava. Now we can understand Srila Prabhupada. This is Tatpar from 10th canto, Krishna Leela. From that Tatparya. So Srila Prabhupada here indicating, and we can see how Srila Prabhupada exactly following the parampara. The Sanatana Goswami Pad quoting the verse from Padma Purana and indicating ki you should not hear Krishna Katha from a Vaishnava, hear from the Vaishnava, and here Narottam Das Thakur quoting his in bhajan, satasanga chhadi kainu asate bilas, te karene lagi, te karma panda fast. If someone leave the devotees, not hearing katha from the devotees, and hearing katha from a Vaishnava, and Narottam Das Thakur saying, he is going to bound by karmic reaction. The beautiful describing here Narottam Das Thakur, and here we can see from the here again Sanatana Goswami Pad saying why we should hear from Vaishnavas, because a Vaishnava is surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And he is spiritually potent. His talk, what he speaks, his talk is spiritually potent. And materialistic person similarly talks about Krishna given by the Avaishnava are also poison. So these two places, and we can find in Krishna book 10th canto, when Krishna sending the demon to Vrindavan, and one of the demon sent by Krishna is the Trinavart. The Trinavat came into Vrindavan. I'm not going to discuss the whole story. The essence is when Trinavat came to the Vrindavan, and when it took the Krishna, took away the Krishna higher and higher, higher in the sky, and Krishna just grabbing his neck in hand, he tightened his hand, and from his hand he killed the Trinavat. And he Trinavat came down and died. And when Brajvasi came running and found Krishna is playing there, and they took out from the Krishna. That time, his Prabhupada, again Srila Prabhupada write in the Tatparya, ki Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, took shelter. That time, Yashoda Maiya or Nanda Maharaj took the shelter of the cows and pure Vaishnavas or the Brahmanas. How? When the Krishna, and Yashoda Maiya took the Krishna, gopis took the Krishna, give the Yashoda Maiya, and immediately they move the cow tail just move around the Krishna's body and put the Krishna on cow urine, bathe the Krishna with cow urine, cow dung, and put the mud, the hook print below the hook print, gai ke pairo ke niche ki dhul, the mud, dust from the hook print of cows, that dust is put it. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya invite the Brahmanas to chant the mantras. Now here Sukadeva Goswami, the next verse, not this, but that is Trinavarta Leela, the verse Sukadeva Goswami especially mentioned the verse Nanda Maharaj, especially saying, Nanda Maharaj doesn't call the ordinary Vaishnavas, ordinary Brahmanas. Nanda Maharaj called special Vaishnavas, and Sukadeva Goswami giving 3-4 three, four gunas, how the Vaishnava is qualified. And there, Nanda Maharaj, or Sukadeva Goswami is saying, because Nanda Maharaj knows the ordinary Vaishnava or real Vaishnava, but the ordinary Brahman and who is the real Brahman. The real Brahman, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, the real Brahman is free from that false ego. And Prabhupada is saying, what is the false ego? So Prabhupada is saying, the false ego is that Brahman is thinking, I am born in the Brahman Kula. I am the born in the Brahman family, and that's why I am the proud. The making him proud because of the Brahman family and Brahman born in, took the birth in the Brahman family, making him proud. And Prabhupada, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, if someone thinking ki I am Brahman family, therefore I am qualified to chant the mantra, the Sukadeva Goswami, that translation of that verse, the last word, saying, because of he is thinking ki he is particular family, therefore he is the qualified, therefore Sukadeva Goswami is saying, his word is no potent. Uske wordon mein, uske shabdon mein koi shakti nahi hai. Aise brahman ke, aise vyakti ke shabdon mein koi shakti nahi hai. जो अपने आप को समझ रहा है कि मैं इस जाति का से हूं करके. Therefore, Nand Maharaj not calling simple this type of brahmanas. They are calling, Nand Maharaj is called, who understand actually who the real brahmana by the qualification. And Sukadeva Goswami saying that Nand Maharaj asking that from that brahmana, oh please, Brahman Dev, please bless me. Give me blessing. Give me Ashirvad. Me to my families or my dear child, Krishna and Balram. To bless my child, Krishna and Balram, so that they can progress in their spiritual line, in the another journey. So your blessing, because you are, Sukhdev Goswami saying, because of you understand purely and you are qualified Brahmana, when you speak, when you give something, some asirvad, that asirvad became true. So this is the qualification here saying in this katha of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj called this type of Vaishnavas or this type of Brahmanas, because they are pure-hearted. Then Nanda Maharaj doesn't want to associate with the asat people. Nanda Maharaj want to take the associate of sat people, of the pure Vaishnavas. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, Sanatana Goswami, Pad again saying, ki satat yuktan, tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Why we should take the association of such sat people, such Vaishnavas, not the avaishnavas? Why the Srila Prabhupada, Sanatana Goswami, Narottam Das Goswami, here the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Nanda Maharaj taking the association of such kind of Vaishnavas? And in this sloka, because Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita 10.10, ki tesam satat yuktanam bhajtam priti purvakam, because when the pure devotee speak, he speak perfectly. How is this? Again Sanatana Goswami saying, ki his speech is managed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the difference. When the avaishnava speak, he speak what he heard, what he read, he can speak. But here, tesam satak yutanam bhajatam pritipurvakam, when the Vaishnava speak, when the Vaishnava give some talk, the Sanatana Goswami is saying, Sri Prabhupada write in his purport, ki that Vaishnava's speech is managed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Is not beautiful? This is the beautiful sloka describing Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. This is the meaning of the Bhagavad Gita sloka. Tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. The speech is managed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and Prabhupada gave the example here. The beautiful example Prabhupada gave in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Ramananda Raya. The Prabhupada gave the example of Sri Ramananda Raya, ki Ramananda Raya accept this benediction. Ramananda Raya, Prabhupada saying that Ramananda Raya accepting this benediction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Ramananda Raya saying, whatever I'm saying, but because of your grace, because of your mercy, whatever I am speaking. But your grace. And here I'm saying, ki speak is managed by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Another example. Tukaram Maharaj, in the Maharashtra saint. The Tukaram Maharaj, in his bhajan, says, ki whatever I write, whatever I retain, my songs, bhajan, that is provided by Panduranga. Everything, every word is provided by the Panduranga, not me. The Tukaram Maharaj accept saying every word is provided by the Panduranga, therefore we can understand this life of pure devotees. That's the Tukaram Maharaj. Ki word is provided, word managed is by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannabhishto, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, situated in everyone's heart, sitting in everyone's hearts and giving, especially devotees, managing the life of devotees, giving the word to the devotees, how to speak, how to write, and Tukaram Maharaj accepting that. This is not my word, this is Panduranga's word. Panduranga provide everything. Other example, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also many places says, this is not me. Krishna given everything. Krishna has written this purport. Then we can understand from this verse, Stesam Satatiktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. The providing Krishna. And one more example is Baldev Vidya Bhushan. The Baldev Vidya Bhushan, we know, when he went to the Sri Gobind, Radha Gobind, the lotus feet of Radha Gobind temple in Jaipur, lotus feet of Radha Gobind, and he praying, and he write the books, Govinda Bhashya. And he gave the name of the Govinda Bhashya because he says everything is dictated by the Supreme Govinda, not the me. So we can, in these four examples, we can see the words, the pure devotees, the word provided by, the, managed by the Krishna. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami Pad, Vrindavan Das Hare, Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and many, many Acharyas and Paramparas, whole Acharyas saying, Satasang chadi, asasang chodo, satasang karo. That is the message to the whole, to the us. Therefore, that we are seeing here, so how can we understand this jnana or vijnana? So Bhagavad Gita says 6.8 says Jnana Vijnana Tripta Atma. Jnana or Vijnana se Atma Tripta hai. So knowledge hai. He has knowledge. Jivatma has knowledge, full knowledge. He has acquired knowledge and also realized knowledge. What he says? When the person is said to be established in the self-realization and he is called yogi. When he is the fullest satisfied by the virtue of the acquired knowledge and realization, such a person is situated in the transcendence and he is self-controlled and he sees everything, whether pebbles, stone or gold. This is jnana vijnana. This is the realization. Therefore, Vaishnava, the sadhaka, should always alert to realize this is material world, that the nature of temporary nature of the material world, and how to work in this material world and get out of this material world. There, beautiful story, I just read it. There was a king, and that king organized the party. The king became old, and old age he organized the party. The king party was in the night party, and night party was organized by king, and he invited his many, many top people, something like his spiritual master, his senapati, his mantri, like this, his son, daughter, everyone was invited in that party. And party was, party in the sense, he kept something like, we call our bhajan sandhya or kirtan party. So party was with singing some bhajan and the dancer was dancing. The night began and party started and nartaki, dancer came and mridang player and tabla player was there. They are playing. And Nartiki was just dancing and dancing. And party just, everyone just enjoying the dance, singing, hearing the his song. And that time, before that, the king organized, king just kept some golds, diamond and money to, in between. Bola, aise party mein na, thoda paise udao. That money and gold and diamond given to his spiritual master. In between, just you throw it. आप लुटाते रहो ऐसे बीच बीच में. And in this way, piety came to the at least Brahma Muhurta. The dance was going on, singing was going on, everyone was just happy mood, going on. But the mridanga player, nahi tabla player, that guys was just dozing. Because the whole night, from evening to 4 o'clock, Brahma Muhurta, he was just playing and praying, he tired, he just dozing, closing his eyes. And whose dancer, the ladies were dancing, the dancer saw him. And dancer saw him and think, if this guy is stop playing mridanga, I'll stop the dance. And king became angry, and even when the king became angry, the king will kill us. Therefore, he sung the one song for mridanga prayer. In dancing, he noticed he dozing, closing eyes, but he can't stop the dance, and same time dancing and indicating the tabla player ki bhai thoda samajh ja yaar. And he says, bahu biti thodi rahi pal pal gayi bitai, ek palak ke karne kyon kalank lag jaye. He sung the song just indicating hook, so that the tabla player can understand, others can't understand, but tabla player can understand. Then he says, bah biti thodi rahi pal pal gayi bitai, ek palak ke karne kyon kalank lag jaye. To hindi mein ki usne kaha ki bhai puri raat beet gayi hai, tum itne der se bajaya, abhi chaat brahm muhurt aa gaya hai, beet gayi raat hai, abhi thoda sa samay baki hai, किसी भी तरह उसको भी निकाल लो बजा के, नहीं तो हमारे ऊपर कलंक लग जाएगा. एक पलक, थोड़े से समय के लिए इतना मेहनत जो है पूरा पानी फिर जाएगा, कलंक लग जाएगा. एंड हियरिंग दैट सॉन्ग संग बाय डांसर, तबला प्लेयर बिकम अलर्ट, ही बिकम रियलाइज व्हाट इज सेइंग मेक सेंस. And immediately he take his normal position, he sit properly and start playing again perfectly mridanga and again dancing. Then here a realization came to the mridanga player ki just don't give up. Now time is very less. And other realization came from here, that his spiritual master, king's spiritual master, was just throwing the money. When he heard the song, he got the realization. He got the realization ki I am the spiritual master of the whole kingdom. Now I came here to join the party, and I am throwing the money and attending the dance. What kind of this? This is not good for me. And he immediately stopped everything and bowed down to the king and immediately left the party. The son's realization said, oh my God, what I was going to do? I was going to kill the king. Because king became so old, still was not ready to give the throne, not giving the kingdom. So I was going to kill him. But this song, I realized, thoda to samay rah gaya, abhi buddha ho gaya ho, mar jayega. The king became old, after some days, some year, or few months, he was going to die. Why should you get taking the kalanka? Why would going to kill him? After dying, whole kingdom became yours. So his realization, oh, No, not, I'm not going to kill. The switcher marshal left. Son realized, I'm not going to kill. Daughter was sitting. So daughter realizes, got the realization. So daughter is thinking, that this, my father is becoming old, but he is not marrying, he is not going to marry me, my choice boy, whom I love. Therefore, I was ready to run away from that boy. Now, he got the realization, king becoming old, he is after some time going to die. After dying, I can go immediately marry the same boy. And in this way, the beautiful realization, four people, three people, whoever was seated, got the realization. Therefore, main crux of this story, that we should also realization, and I think this realization will come through Krishna only. Because the Krishna, if you pray, sincerely pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, my dear Krishna, I am ready to serve you. I want to know, I want to actually serve you. The Krishna will give the realization. The Krishna will provide the realization. Everything is given by the Krishna. So this is today's talk. So I'll stop here, 9:15. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki.